So we're hearing from Alex about the big announcement to do with the rail fares being frozen for the first time in 30 years. I thought we'd just get a bit of reaction to that news. There's also a discount on train tickets starting tomorrow with millions of tickets on sale. Now, we're told we'll save an average rail user £8 per journey. Well, Dave Richardson is from Rail Future in the Thames Valley. And Dave, I wonder, should we start with the fact that rail fares have been frozen for the first time in 30 years. What's your initial thoughts on that one?
Well, very positive, clearly, because you can't keep on loading passengers with ever-increasing fares at a time when people are short of money and at a time when the railways have not been delivering as they were intended to do. So, yes, it's a very positive move. We all applaud it, and we hope it will at least keep fares down for the foreseeable future.
It's like the old clock going in the background there, Dave. Dave, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is this discounts on train tickets starting tomorrow. Is this a new thing?
No, the Great British Rail Sale, possibly under a different name, has been around for the last 3 years. It's basically an initiative by the train operators themselves. So this is the first time it's come under Great British Railways, but Great British Railways is in the process of being set up and is not yet fully functioning. So it's not new, but again, it's very welcome. I wouldn't necessarily expect your fare, if you make a journey regularly and it costs, say, £30, I wouldn't necessarily expect it would suddenly cost £22. It may do, but these things are allocated on the capacity basis. So the trains which are least busy are likely to have the best fares, and the routes which are least busy, particularly at this time of year, are likely to be better fares than the most obvious, most popular routes.
Where do you go to get that discount if you're wanting to, you know, take advantage of this tomorrow?
As far as I understand it, apart from going online, you can book at stations. That's certainly been the case in the past, which is obviously another reason why booking offices with manned human people in them are still very important. But most people, I suspect, will book online and they will be able to explore all the options that way. So, yeah, it's a very positive thing. But in the longer term, there's a lot to be done on reforming rail fares, which the government has pledged to do, and we hope they will start making real progress on that in the next year or two.
It's not often we can talk rail and positivity, so I think we'll leave it there for now. No doubt Dave will be talking again on the other matter of reforming some of those fares in due course as we move through the year. Dave Richardson is from Rail Future in the Thames Valley. I wonder if you've got done, you know, doing some numbers.